This is the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. In celebration of Earth Day, the ethanol industry has released a new report this week analyzing the efficiency of U.S. ethanol production and how improvements are continuing to be made in plant operations. Argonne National Laboratory performed a statistical analysis of a survey of U.S. ethanol plants done by the Renewable Fuels Association and compared those findings to an ethanol plant survey done by USDA in 2001. Renewable Fuels Association President Bob Dineen says the results show significant improvements in production, energy use, and water consumption.
Well, this isn't your father's ethanol industry anymore. As the industry has grown over the past several years, we have adopted new technologies. We are looking at new feedstocks. We are becoming more efficient each and every day. Indeed, the ethanol industry is one that takes its responsibility as stewards of the environment very seriously. We realize that we need to maintain all of our resources, and there have been questions about the water usage in not just our industry, but all industrial plants. And so we've taken a good hard look at that and utilized technologies that will dramatically reduce our water usage. And indeed, a survey that we had done of the industry, and Argonne National Labs recently wrote a report about the efficiencies coming about in ethanol production, concluded that water use at ethanol plants has been reduced by 26%. That's a tremendous achievement. Electricity use is down 15%. At dry mills, the total energy use is down by 22%. At the same time, our yields are up. So we're getting more ethanol with using less energy, less water, less electricity. So it has been a tremendous evolution of the ethanol industry, which we believe is only going to get better as the industry continues to grow.
And we're seeing a lot more ethanol plants become more innovative in using like steam and things like that in order to run the plants and to actually do the production.
There's one plant in Benson, Minnesota that is now utilizing biomass as opposed to natural gas to run that facility. You will see other plants adopt that technology as well. There's really not an ethanol plant that I represent that isn't looking at all of these issues and trying to become as efficient as possible.
On another topic, Bob, the news story of the month has been higher food prices, both globally and here in the United States. And in some media reports, corn for ethanol production and the U.S. policy relating to biofuels have both been directly blamed for food riots in other countries, as well as the escalating prices. Is that true?
Oh, of course not. And in fact, the driving force behind much of this has nothing to do with ethanol. It is oil. That's what ethanol is trying to do, is to address our nation's and the world's overdependence on petroleum supplies. And only by continuing to grow this industry, continuing to allow the ethanol industry to evolve beyond grain to other cellulosic feedstocks, will we ever truly be able to wrap our arms around our dependence on imported oil that will also have an impact on reducing global climate change.
Well, I have seen more stories that are mentioning energy prices first before they mention ethanol. But still, that is coming up. And we're also seeing, as we see rising prices for wheat and rice, kind of triggering some of these food riots that we're saying. They're saying we're seeing acres devoted to corn that would have otherwise be used for wheat and rice and other crops. But
you don't grow corn in a rice paddy. You're not going to grow corn in areas where wheat is the prevalent crop. And that's a lot of the misinformation and misunderstanding about agriculture that is fueling this misinformation that's out there. If people would take a step back and think more cogently about all this, they would recognize that there is indeed, you know, one common factor, and it is the cost of energy used to produce these crops, all crops, the cost of fertilizer needed to accelerate the growth of those crops. Ultimately, it all gets back to the price of oil. It's no wonder that we're seeing food inflation. Of course we are. It's one of the reasons why investors are moving away from the stock market into commodity markets, further fueling increases in corn and wheat prices beyond what supply and demand balances would suggest would be normal under typical circumstances. So there are a lot of factors here.
Well, as well as droughts in Australia and increased demand for food just in general worldwide. Now, Bob, I recently saw a report that said the use of ethanol is actually keeping gasoline prices lower than they might otherwise be with the record oil prices we've had. And it seems to me that since energy prices are the main factor in food prices, that would also help there as well.
Oh, yes. There's no question about that. Ethanol is cheaper than gasoline, first of all. But simply by adding volume to our nation's fuel supply, we are displacing imported energy and adding fuel to the supply that's going to reduce consumer costs. There have been a number of studies recently demonstrating that ethanol will reduce consumer gasoline costs by 9 or 10 cents a gallon. So it's not just what you buy in the grocery aisle, it's what you're paying to get to the grocery store. And clearly, the use of ethanol is helping to reduce consumer costs on the energy side of the equation. And that's really been lost in a lot of the coverage on this stuff so far. The fact that the United States today has largely stemmed the increasing tide of imported gasoline, and for the very first time last year saw gasoline imports fall and are continuing to fall, really does demonstrate just how significant the U.S. ethanol industry has become in terms of reducing our dependence on imported energy.
And thank you very much. That's Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Ethanol Report.